These are the people that get on the internet and they get in the fucking comment section because they want to prove somebody wrong.
Weil ich habe das Gefühl, das könnte ich auf Deutsch niemals sagen. Und zwar interracial. Jacob, kannst du uns das Wort interracial bitte erklären? Ja, aber racist, das könnte ich niemals auf Deutsch
racial,
sagen.
Racial, though, it's different. Like, you, we also say, you're of a race. You know, like, you are of the Austrian race of human beings.
Das kann man gar nicht sagen auf Deutsch. Das geht gar nicht, Jacob.
Yeah, but talking about races.
Sag's mal auf Deutsch.
But do you reckon you could really kill yourself with a high pressure hose?
Jacob, bitte erklär doch auf Englisch, was das deutsche Wort doch bedeutet. Doch.
Wow, that's hard. Ach so, it's like a fucking plane taking off. Because you finally understood the fucking word or the concept that the person was trying to tell you. Magst du Bier? Willst du ein Bier mit mir trinken?
Ich liebe Bier.
Ich liebe Bier auch.
Aber ich liebe nur Bier, wenn es von Otterkringer ist.
Genau, der Lager. Wir haben ein Lager-Otterkringer. Wir haben ein helles Otterkringer. Wir haben alles von Otterkringer hier bei The Worst Guide to Living in Austria. Because they sponsor this podcast. That's right. The indie beer brand of Vienna sponsors your indie podcast. Support your local beer brand by Otterkringer. I like to call it Otty.
Yo, TWG. GG. Safe, gang. Yeah.
Yo, der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob and Gabriel spitting bars and farts. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. We spitting here, the rhymes so fresh.
Kommt, verschwindet ganz schnell, sonst clasht's.
Yo. Yo.
TWG represent.
So, hallo TVG Gang, ich muss gleich was sagen. Wir haben heute Platz getauscht und ich sitze auf einer schwarzen Ledercouch. Das Licht geht in mein Ding. Nacht. Und ich fühle mich, als wäre ich auf dieser Black Casting Couch. Kennst du Black Casting Couch?
Nein. No.
Okay, ist eh besser so.
Is that a TV show?
Nein, würde ich nicht sagen.
Porn?
Ja.
Oh man, you got so many porn references in your life. Maybe you watch too much porn in your life. Maybe it's time to turn off that tap, huh? Watch something else for once. A few Netflix series instead. you watch RedTube or you porn like somebody watches Netflix.
Ey, das stimmt gar nicht.
Das stimmt schon.
Aber ich muss dich jetzt kurz was fragen. Weil
what are we gonna watch tonight?
Baby. Während andere auf Netflix so durch.
Really?
Anime, genau. Thriller. Oder irgendwie Komödie scroll, ich tue so Gangbang, Busty Blondes, Threesome.
And you got all these categories because you watched Golden Shower. Golden Porn Award nominated. Or like something like that.
Okay, das hatte ich zwar eigentlich erst für später. Hallo TVG, wir begrüßen euch gleich nochmal gescheit, ja. Aber das hatte ich eigentlich erst für später, aber weil wir jetzt schon bei dem Sinn und es passt einfach zu gut dazu. Jacob, in diesen Porno-Kategorien gibt es ein Genre, das hat mich, seitdem ich dieses Genre gelesen habe, hat mich schon immer verstört und ich habe es nicht verstanden.
We're not even 10 minutes into the podcast. This is our first podcast back after several weeks and we're already on the topic of porn.
Ja, gut, dass du fragst. Und dann dachte ich, das ist so ein komisches Wort und ich habe es nie verstanden. Und ich habe jetzt
is
immer,
a German word or English?
Nein, ein englisches und du musst uns das gleich erklären, was das genau heißt.
Mm-hmm.
Weil ich habe das Gefühl, das könnte ich auf Deutsch niemals sagen. Und zwar interracial. Jacob, kannst du uns das Wort Interracial bitte erklären? Ich verstehe es nicht ganz. Ich habe das Gefühl, es ist wahnsinnig rassistisch, wenn ich das auf Deutsch übersetzen würde. Ich habe es mal probiert und es wird so auf interkulturelle Partnerschaft. Ja?
Genau.
Genau. Interracial. Aber interracial
ja,
klingt so, als gäbe es Races. Und das finde ich wahnsinnig rassistisch. Oder? Interracial?
What, as in the two, it's actually two racist people that have coupled up? An interracial couple is when two racist people come together and they date. That's a porn category?
Interracial, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you already understand what it means, as in now, because interracial is essentially people of two different races or more than two people.
Ja, aber racist, das könnte ich niemals auf Deutsch
racial,
sagen.
Racial, so it's different. Like, you, we also say you're of a race. You know, like you are of the Austrian race of human beings.
Das kann man gar nicht sagen auf Deutsch. Das geht gar nicht, Jacob.
Yeah, but talking about races.
Sag's mal auf Deutsch.
Huh?
Sag mal auf Deutsch. Ich gehöre zur österreichischen Rasse. Alter,
das
Mann.
Das sagt man nicht.
Ja, das heißt das auf Englisch, was du gerade gesagt hast. You're from the Austrian race. Na, ich probier's zu verstehen, weil es ist Org, finde ich. Ich finde das echt Org, kein Witz jetzt.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you, buddy. That's the expression that people use.
Ja,
I mean, I've never heard somebody say, oh, we're an interracial couple.
Nicht?
No.
Ich habe das sogar schon auf Insta und so. We're an interracial couple.
No, it sounds super scientific. Like, don't you think? It's got really like an academic feeling to it.
Nein, ich
like,
finde
we
es
are an interracial couple.
Nein, das heißt, es für mich sounds super.
We have interracial sex. They
für
say to each other.
Racist.
Before they have sex, they ask each other, would you like to have some interracial sex? It sounds very academic. I don't know. It doesn't sound racist to me at all. It actually sounds the opposite because it's inter. You know, inter her.
Ja, ja, das mit inter racial. Verstehe ich, aber racial.
Yeah, I understand, but the word racial, like race, is not a negative word. In German it is?
Verarsch mich nicht, Alter.
Your race is
darauf
not a negative word.
Darauf basiert quasi der Nationalsozialismus.
Nah.
Auf der Rassenlehre.
Nah, mate, that's got to do with your history. It's got nothing to do with the word.
Ja, aber racial.
It's because you guys took it very seriously.
Ich sag dir, auf Deutsch... wenn ich auf Deutsch das
difference.
Wort Rasse verwende, das geht bei Pferden, bei Tieren, bei Hunden.
Echt?
Das geht bei, wenn ich World of Warcraft spiele und sage, ich spiele die Rasse Zwerg oder Nachtelf, dann kann man das sagen.
What is a Rasse Zwerg?
Das ist im Fantasy-Genre, kann
like
man sagen, das sind Rassen.
Aha.
Oder bei Tieren, aber niemals bei Menschen. Das ist maximal rassistisch.
Well, it's
maximal.
Probably, it's probably a German word anyway. Like, I'm sure it's German and we stole it, like who's in we adopted.
Deswegen stellt es mir da alles so auf, wenn du so einfach von Race sprichst. Das, für,
yeah, I mean,
das geht gar nicht.
You don't ask somebody, what race are you? You know, like you wouldn't ask somebody in casual conversation.
Spielt mir sogar ein, es wäre illegal auf Deutsch. Kein Witz.
Was? Gabriel, it's not illegal in Germany to say, was für Rasse bist du?
Alter, sag das nicht. Das ist wirklich, das ist wie Voldemort. Das kann man nicht sagen.
You can't say that
Das
word.
Ist wie das N-Wort.
Yeah, but okay, that's interesting, but that must have been because it was used so often in, you know.
Na, da geht's darum, weil war, quasi Hitler meinte, das Deutsche Reich, Germanien und so, das ist alles die arische Rasse.
Ja. Yeah.
Und drunter sind's Untermenschen, die Juden sind Untermenschen und eine mindere Rasse und.
Yeah, but that's why.
So. Ja,
you
und deswegen
don't
use ist das Wort Rasse sowieso. Ein absolutes No-Go, weil wir alle Menschen sind und keine verschiedenen Rassen.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying it in English. That's why you can still use it in English, buddy. You could swap, you know, you can do the Gen Z thing when you want to use it. You can just switch into the English pronunciation.
Gerne mal Bezug dazu nehmen. Also für mich geht das gar nicht. Also ich könnte das gar nicht sagen.
Was für Race ist deine Freundin?
Gerne mal in den Kommentaren schreiben, welcher Rasse ihr anbelangt, ja.
Nicht Rasse, Race.
Chihuahua.
You have to say in the English pronunciation.
Aber Race und Rasse ist dasselbe.
Yeah, but if you say in the English pronunciation, it's not racist. Because
what?
We use
bullshit.
It.
I can't think bullshit.
If you say
I can't
in German,
bullshit.
It's not, how is using the word race? No, it's not really. Like in English, it hasn't got this connotation.
Wirklich? No, okay, aber really. Du verstehst mich auch, oder?
Yes, I understand that the word has now got this thing to it. It's interesting how a word can get so much shit attached to it that it can never shake it off, you know? And that's one of those words in German, I guess.
Yeah, aber hallo. Das ist,
So what would you call interracial porn in German? Multikulti.
Ja, wir tun das
Multikulti,
dann so, wir tun das dann so irgendwie halt auf so kulturell, also so interkulturell, weil die Menschen von einer anderen Kultur sind, aber Rasse, das Wort geht gar nicht.
Okay, well.
Okay, das wollte ich nur mal wissen, weil
it's interesting. I didn't know that about German.
Das ist sehr interessant. Also du könntest niemals, weil stell dir vor, du übersetzt das einfach, weil du es nicht weißt und sagst ja, ich hab, meine Freundin ist eine andere Rasse.
I probably would say it like that.
Ja, aber das wäre ein fettes Fettnäpfchen.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so there you go. Internationals, don't go throwing around the word Rasse in Austria. That's a good little German lesson for the beginning of the episode, Gabriel.
Finde ich auch.
You've been a busy boy. I've been a busy boy. The World Cup has officially started on the night that we're recording this. We have no idea who's playing, I assume. Do you know who's playing?
Heute nein, weiß ich nicht.
Okay. But we do know that Austria and Australia are in the World Cup. They'll never play head-to-head, probably.
Das wird ein tolles Finale.
Oh, imagine that.
Beim Austria ESC hat es begonnen und bei der Weltmeisterschaft.
That would be very special. Gehört. I don't know why.
Niemals passiert das.
Yeah, anyway, and I was in London, Gabriel.
Ich weiß, deswegen musste ich ein Kapitel aufnehmen, Alter.
Yeah, and you had a lot of fun doing it.
Ja, aber uns gehen die Kapitel langsam aus. Ich glaube, wir müssen bald wieder ein Buch schreiben. Also, Verlage, da draußen meldet euch. Obwohl, wir können uns einfach auch
bei unseren melden. I don't think the world needs another book from us, Gabriel. Sometimes you have to think, what does the world need? Does it need more aid in Somalia or a book from us? Weigh it up. Like, really weigh it up. Really? Seriously. It just seems so absurd to be writing a book like about Austria and all the stupid things that we write about this country. In a time where, you know, fucking all these aid agencies can't, you know, deliver food and water to these places in the world that need it. We're fucking writing about how the
imagine
how
Austrians invented AI. Oh, it's closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
Das würde ich aber ins Buch geben. Ich hätte schon genug Stuff, was ins Buch passt. Tatsächlich.
Great. That's a reason to write it. So there's such a reason to write it. But yeah, I think we can do other better things with our time.
Na, ich wäre voll dabei beim Buch eigentlich.
No, I'm good.
Wirklich? I'm
good. It doesn't pay. Like, it doesn't pay. I would write a fiction book. I've told you that before, but I would Jacob. Not write another book like Shamamal because, number one, it means I've got to sit across from you, write a book.
Was das ist?
Remember sitting in that little room at the old office? Writing?
Fand ich geil.
That was actually cool, yeah. It was actually a fun experience writing a book with you.
Also dazu muss man sagen.
And then we had some interracial sex. We had some interracial writing.
Yeah.
Sessions.
Oh, weh. Ja, aber ich hätte schon Bock, muss ich sagen. Aber jetzt noch nicht. Bissl Zeit noch lassen.
What? You need to prepare yourself or what?
Na, unser Plan war eigentlich, dass wir das Buch mal zu einem Kabarettprogramm verarbeiten und dann nachher erst ein neues schreiben.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But,
nein, doch, es ist noch immer am Plan, aber Jacob, unsere Pläne, ich meine, das muss man sagen, seitdem ich den Jacob kenne, ich glaube, wir haben uns jetzt vor 4-5 Jahren kennengelernt, schreibst du an diesem Fiction-Book.
It's a different one.
Seitdem wir uns kennen, erzählst du mir von diesem Fiction-Book.
It's a different one.
I
all
gotta right? go, mate. I gotta write my book.
The other one I got bored. I did never say that no, to no. you. I never said that. Imagine that. I'm like Superman. I'm like, sorry, mate. I gotta go. Gotta write my book. And then you see this flying light in the sky. Starts to get suspicious that I'm Superman or something. No, I've never said that to you. I've never said I gotta write my book.
Okay, Jacob, ich würde gerne wissen, wie war es in London? Was war, du warst auf so einem Business-Ding, du meintest, du hast viel gelernt. Du kamst mit einem refreshed mind zurück, hast gesagt.
Yeah, it was like, I got on the plane, I got a story for the plane story for later, but I got on the plane in Vienna, and then as soon as I hit London soil, like, the, you know these things that they buzz your chest with, what are they called, at the hospital, when you're dying, and they bring you back to life?
Defibrillator.
Yeah, the defib, yeah. They like shocked me with some defibs and I was like coming to life with London energy. It was like
wie,
such a contrast. Wie,
haben dich geschockt mit einem Defi? Was?
No, that's what it was like because I was so, the London energy is such a stark contrast to Viennese energy, the Vienna energy.
Erklär mal.
Well, it's a big city, so you can't, I'm not going to sit here and compare Vienna to London. It's not possible.
Ist es nicht möglich?
No, because it's so different in size. Like London is like 5 times Vienna or something.
Wirklich?
I don't know how we'll look it up in the break, but it's a lot bigger. And this time I was staying in Shoreditch because that's where the festival that I was going to was, or the conference, whatever you want to call it, South by Southwest. And man, I really came back filled up with ideas and enthusiasm, and also this, like, I realized that I'd really slowed down to a pace, you know, like a Schauma mal Paschon pace here. And because you meet people over there.
Is this that neuer Titelbuch Vorschlag? Yeah. Schauma mal Paschon.
What?
Schauma mal Paschon.
Schauma mal Paschon. Number two. Yeah, you meet people over there. They're just completely operating at a different speed. Like they're completely just moving so much faster. They're more ambitious. Money's flowing.
Ich habe mir gerade vorgestellt, dass einfach jeder rennt.
What? In the city?
Yeah, they're just running. Everyone is running, like sprinting.
There is a lot of runners, but it's not nice to run there because in Shoreditch especially, there's no trees or park. It's not green like Vienna.
Also das heißt, es hat dich elektrifiziert.
Yeah, and I'm not, in saying that, I'm not putting down Vienna or dissing Vienna. I actually like the fact that Vienna feels like that. But going to a place like London, when you live in Vienna, it's a great dose of medicine, really. And it's also nice to speak English the whole time. Like, to be honest. And people are calling you darling or love on the street.
Yeah, love, das ist.
Hey, love. Imagine an Austrian walking up the street. Entschuldigung, love.
Liebes. Hey, Liebes.
Yeah, you don't even say it in German, no?
Doch, Liebes. Say, Liebes, glaube ich, kann man sagen.
Sag mal?
Hey, Liebes, ja.
Yeah, you would say Schatz, like for darling.
Nah, das wäre wieder dirty. Liebes wäre so.
Like an old lady saying Schatzi to you on the street, that would be dirty?
Nah, das.
No, because it is like that in London. They really are all like your grandma because they say darling or love to you. Like in the markets, they would be like, you want sauce on that, love?
Echt?
Yeah.
Und was hast du gesagt?
I said, you sauce me up, baby. She's like, I didn't mean it like that, love. Stop calling me love.
Love. Stop calling me love, love.
You into interracial stuff, love? But I do this.
And said, yeah, how do you know? What are you saying?
What? What's coming now?
No, nix.
Okay. Yeah. So
sind zu viele
when I'm around the British race, I always
Gott, das könnte man niemals sagen in Deutsch. Niemals könnte man das sagen.
When I'm around the British people, I also take on this thing where I'm automatically taking on their accent. Like I want to speak like a Brit all the time.
Sprich mal.
Like as in just taking the piss as well, like should we go for a beer then? Like go for a pint.
Point.
Get a pint.
Hindi echt so?
Yeah, because I grew up with my father's side of the family was British, so I can do a good British accent. I grew up with like uncles and that had a really thick bomb accent.
Wirklich?
But that wasn't very good actually. But yeah, I had an uncle, and he used to clean his thongs, as in like with a high pressure hose. I had a British uncle. His name was Uncle Graham. His name is Uncle Graham. And he used to say, I've got to wash my thongs. And he would spray high pressure. It was such a funny thing to watch, because he would spray them and the thongs would move away.
Das kenne ich aber.
Because the pressure was too high. It's like you're taking the piss, because you're too teasing him for it.
Hat er sich ja mal mit seinem Fuß und mit dem großen Zehen den Thong festgehalten.
Yeah, but then he would catch his...
den Zehen mit dem Druck.
With the Druck, yeah. Oh. Yeah, those high-pressure hoses are not
Männer sind einfach. Männer are simple.
Yeah, Uncle Graham. Good old Uncle Graham.
Shoutouts. Lebt er noch?
Yeah, I think so. Not sure, mate.
Das frage ich mich aber wirklich manchmal.
What if Uncle Graham is living? Didn't even know him.
Nein, wie das für dich sein muss, wenn du dann plötzlich in einer Stadt bist, wo deine Muttersprache gesprochen wird. Das yeah, muss ja schon was ganz anderes sein. Ich probier's mal nur zu vergleichen. Das ist so, wenn ich in Deutschland bin. Weil es ja trotzdem nicht so die gleiche Sprachfärbung ist. Also es ist ja trotzdem nicht so Adelaide Australian English, sondern British London English. Weißt du, was ich meine?
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you why I thought that was funny. It was because you were saying as if like in Austria they don't speak German. So when you go back to Germany, it's like going back to a country that speaks your mother language.
Finally. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really strange thing, because you get mixed, you get stuck between the worlds, that you speak German on the street first, you use German words like Entschuldigung or in the metro or something, and then you, after a couple of days, it wears off and you start using, you know.
Ich glaube die Geschichte irgendwie nicht.
Was?
That you use German words?
100%. 100%. It's very normal that you're...
Hast du gesagt, mit Kater bitte?
I don't say it like that. Why do you always say it like I'm a Serbian, like massive Serbian like bouncer or something?
Gata bitte. Yeah, okay, aber...
But yeah, so London was fantastic. The
dieses Festival, was...
The conference was awesome. So those that don't know it, South by Southwest is like...
Nobody knows. Stop saying like we're stupid when we don't know it. So for this few people who don't know what South by South is...
South by Southwest is a huge festival in America, in Austin. And it's like the festival
in... Wo warst
in
du? Cheap Chinatown dann.
Was?
Billiger Ableger in London dann.
And they started a London version. And it's where you mash together business, tech and creative and ad industry stuff. Why are you smiling like that?
Das erinnert mich an unser Game Changer Festival. Ist das so was?
Nah, it wasn't. It's much better than that. Like, you've really got, like, Michelle Obama was talking on stage. I don't know why she was talking on the stage, but she's a very smart woman. You meet, like, so this psychologist, this pop psychologist, Esther Perel, was on stage. I don't know if you know her.
Nein.
You should check her stuff out, mate. She's a great speaker. She's a very charismatic psychologist who talks about relationships, modern love.
From which race?
I think she's Belgian. I think originally.
You would say that for real, man. You're not joking. You would say in English she's Belgian race.
No. I told you nobody would ask what race are you. No.
Okay. Dann habe ich es nicht ganz verstanden.
No, but when you're talking in scientific terms, you would use it very openly.
From now Belgium.
Great, thanks for that. But a lot of the people that I went to watch were other people in my industry, like agency or creative industry stuff. And it was fascinating. I also watched a talk from Mike Skinner. So he's the head singer of The Streets. You know The Streets?
Mm-mm.
You fit, but you know it. You know this song? Dun, 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 dun,
ah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
You like this song a lot.
It's because I feel. Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very smart individual. like I loved listening to him. He said two quotes that I'll use now. Oh. One was, you can't tax a reputation. As in that, you know what I mean? This is such a musician thing to say, no? Why are you laughing?
Come on, man.
What?
It's such a cheap quote.
Why? Why is it cheap?
Du kannst keine Reputation versteuern.
It doesn't sound cheap in German, does it? It sounds fucking horrible in German. But anyway, the point the point he like was making was that to cookie. Protect your reputation, to protect your brand, because it's the most valuable thing and nobody can tax it. How do you like that?
Okay.
And the other one was, and this I really liked, and ever since I've been studying how musicians carry themselves and stuff, was the one thing that musicians always understood that nobody else did was that what they were selling is worthless. What they are selling is worthless. Meaning you're selling an idea, a concept, a creative thing, and it's worthless on its base value. But actually they sell it because they make you believe it's worth something, you know? And that's pretty cool.
Bitte werd noch nicht so ein Silicon Valley guy.
Who?
Du.
Why is that Silicon Valley?
Ich weiß nicht, ist mir schon zu Tech-Boy-mäßig.
Why?
Ja, du kommst da mit Quotes
zurück. A guy from a musician said
it. Hast deine Latzhose an.
I always wear Latzhosen. My overalls. What do you got against overalls? The working man is always worn overalls.
Hast du dich gechippt, Jacob Maria Mostert? Habt ihr euch dort gechippt? Damit man alles tracken kann, schon die Daten ein bisschen scrollen mit Meta-Brillen.
Would you rather chip yourself or have to take psychedelics the rest of your life? Every day. Do you have to chip yourself?
Was ist chip?
This is really a real thing. Like people are getting chips in their brains and like, you know, this severance kind of stuff where they can switch from mode to mode. I don't think that's possible yet. But there's this real shit happening where like there's a guy that's got a chip in his brain and he can like upload and download stuff into his brain.
Ich halte das für gar nicht gut.
I don't know if that's really true.
Ich will just said it.
Don't
maybe
me.
It wasn't a movie I watched.
I just came
yesterday.
From a tech bro conference. No, but there were mostly females at this conference, I gotta say. Like it wasn't tech bros.
Okay, then tech women.
Tech sisters.
Okay, aber dir hat's gefallen. War's teuer?
Yeah, but the company paid, so
ja,
it's fine.
Habe ich mir gedacht.
I mean, most people go there on the company expenses, you know. But it is expensive, and London is incredibly expensive. Like, I'm talking £20 for a fucking pad thai.
Echt jetzt?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's such a... The food is fantastic. Like, it's on another level. Because they've got so much talent in the city for cooks and stuff, because everybody goes there, you know.
Du hattest deinen Take, den ich highly... Daude, bakeries in London are better than in Vienna.
Yeah, so I've always been like bakeries in Vienna. They've opened my eyes. They've like, I felt that this was one of the reasons that I stayed in this country. But now I went to London, right? And they got so many artisanal bakeries, and you spend £20 for a fucking croissant, but it's amazing. It's really amazing. Like every bakery we went into. I was looking for a bakery to get a shitty pie or a sausage roll, right? Because in Australia, that's what I have when I go home to eat, and it's a British thing. Couldn't find one. They're all like Swedish tarts with fucking gold sprinkled on top. You know, like it's really crazy, crazy stuff. Delicious though. Like the food is amazing. I wasted so much money on food.
Echt?
Well, not wasted, actually. I ate it all, but...
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money on food. But it was really, really cool. I loved it. But are we going to Zettelheim? Because I'll tell you a story. Okay, so on the way there, I flew Ryanair. It was the most expensive Ryanair flight I've ever spent. Thanks, Iran and America.
Yeah.
Anyway, I flew there with Ryanair. It was delayed, of course, right? First delay, 10 minutes, they say, on the board. Nobody says anything. It's 20 minutes delayed. And then finally they say, okay, we're ready for boarding. And the boarding happens. Everybody goes into the bus. The bus goes to the plane. And then everything seems to be going smooth again. And then we see the crew get on the plane. And then 5 minutes later, they come off the plane.
Oh, fuck.
Nobody's saying anything, right? The whole crew is just fucking off the plane. All the airport people are just standing around. The bus driver's just sitting on his ass. It's full. It's a bus full of British football fans because Arsenal had played in Budapest at the Champions League final the night before. So they'd all flown out of Vienna and into Vienna.
Und sie haben verloren, also waren sie sicher nicht happy.
Yeah, but they were in good spirits, actually. They were taking the piss out of everything. Like, they were laughing the whole time.
Aber du bist von Budapest geflogen?
No, I flew from Vienna, but they all flew from Vienna.
Ah.
Yeah, because I guess there's not many connections to Budapest. And anyway, we are on this bus for 1 hour. 1 hour before we find out any information, right? We're asking the bus driver. He doesn't know anything. And all these British guys are starting to get really fucking worked up. And then...
Was heißt worked up?
Like worked up as in they're getting pissed. Oh. And they start to like get out of the bus. And there's one bus driver that's trying to get him back in. You know this really weird thing where they want you to stay in the bus as if you're cattle or something and they can't control you if you get on...
Yeah, ich glaube, weil es sehr gefährlich ist, wenn du da draußen bist und wegrennst.
But why? Yeah, but okay, when you, but who's gonna run away?
Ich glaube, like, I'm gonna catch. Sorry.
All of a sudden, I'm getting on a flight to London and I just decide I'm gonna go for a run on the Vienna Airport tarmac. Anyway, they're getting pretty worked up, and one guy is like storming back and forth trying to get some information. And then the British guys start getting loud and rowdy, right? Like football fans, you know, they start chanting.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere we go. All these songs, you know. And they're like rocking the bus. It's like starting a
der
riot.
Wiener Busfahrer.
And the Ryanair crew are nowhere to be seen. And then all of a sudden, it's the funniest moment. All of a sudden, this Austrian guy, right, comes out. And he's a pretty dude. Right, he's a good-looking guy, and I think that helped him in this situation because I think if some ugly, fat bastard and told him what he did, like I don't think it would have survived with those British guys because they were not happy. And he comes
this is
over,
fat shaming Jacob.
And this, yes, I know what you mean, but it's true. And anyway, I said fat and ugly. So it's ugly, it's ugly shaming as well, right? It cancels each other out.
By Mathematik.
I'm shaming equally.
Minus mal minus is plus. Yeah, okay.
All races.
To an interracial fight.
And so he comes out. These British guys kind of form a semicircle around him and they're all still rowdy. And then all of a sudden they go very quiet. And the guy goes, hey, 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 in a really thick Austrian accent.
Mach mal nach, mach mal. Oder soll ich den spielen?
I can't do the Austrian accent very well. Can you give me an example? Like to get me in the role?
Yeah.
Hey, you, or something like that. Like,
okay.
Just say something in Austrian. You know you got a thick, in English, you know you got a thick Austrian accent.
Hey, are you the boss from this crowd here? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Okay, I need to talk to you.
And so you repeat after me, okay?
Yeah.
He comes out and he goes, this plane is no going. It's kaput. It was so sweet because he goes, plane is kaput. It's kaput to all these big English guys, all these big English footballers. And they all just started roaring with laughter. It's kaput. It's kaput.
Are they understood?
Yeah, because in English you know the word kaput, but it's like a kid's word, you know? Like it's like one of these weird European words that made it.
Kaput.
And everybody's like laughing. It's kaput, it's kaput. We have to go to another plane. It was the funniest experience because this like good-looking Austrian guy with the thick Austrian accent comes out and goes, the plane is kaput.
It's kaput. I can't do anything. Finish good.
Yeah, we were late 3 hours. Three hours, yeah.
Ja, aber zumindest ging's noch, Alter.
Yeah, I've got to be grateful for that. When I was
ich meine, dass du fliegen konntest, nicht, dass sie es reparieren konnten, dass du überhaupt noch nach London gekommen bist.
Yeah, we had to go to another plane, which was luckily two planes up. So we did actually walk along the tarmac.
Wirklich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like, I was thinking to myself, it's so... When I flew for the first time, and it wasn't that long ago, I'm not that old, don't try and pull that. The flying was really still an experience. And so quickly, we've just accepted the worst conditions for travel.
Ja, wo du geflogen bist, dein erstes Mal fliegen, da durfte man noch rauchen, oder? Und man hat so einen Anzug angehabt. Alle haben sich schick gemacht. Man hat noch auf Silbertabletts das Essen gekriegt. Gell? Das war so the good old John Maria Moss.
Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have done this.
Ist mit dem Anzug gekommen, im Trenchcoat und so im Aktenkoffer.
Yeah, everybody was from Mad Men. Like, everybody was from Mad Men on the plane.
And I don't know why the frame was grey-white.
Everybody was grey and white.
Everybody was grey and white. It was like a Sin City movie.
Und Jacob, they were good movies.
Jacob hat dann den Aktenkoffer aufgemacht. Sie so, Sir,
with
Sir.
This sound?
Nein, zuerst aber, Sir, Sie müssen den Koffer verstauen. Und du so, der Koffer bleibt bei mir, Lady. Sie, nein, Sie müssen, nein. Geh weg, Schatz. Love. Hast sie weg und dann so. Dann fällt der Koffer auf und sitzt einfach deine Travel Flipflops. Travel Thongs. Frisch geputzt mit dem Kerker.
My Uncle Graham. My Uncle Graham cleaned them before I left.
My Uncle Graham.
These are my travel models. Like, you pull them up, and on the bottom, they've got like a little secret compartment where you keep your money. It's like instead of a money belt, yeah, we keep it in the thongs.
Und dann ist das so ein Zettel. If you find me.
Yeah, like stitched on there.
Oh. Yeah. My uncle.
My Uncle Graham. I don't know why it's Scottish. My Uncle Graham. He cleaned the for me before I left.
That was the last word he said.
Before he killed himself with that high pressure hose.
I was so Jacob.
It was an ugly death.
So.
So Cabro just simulated with his hand as if he took a gun to the high pressure hose and shot himself in the head. Like Kurt Cobain. So Kurt Cobain actually did kill himself without pressure.
Kerk your hose. But your uncle, he died by drowning.
He just kept the button. Kept the button going until he was drowning. Holy shit, that's a horrible way to die. Drowning by high pressure hose. Coroner's report.
Jacob. Take my thongs. My thongs. And now leave. Leave.
And don't look back. Don't ever look bad, laddie. Great. Uncle Graham, why are you talking like in Scotland?
I thought for you from Vienna. Oh, ja, stimmt.
Oh, ja, stimmt.
Stimmt, das habe ich vergessen.
It's like me in London when I forgot I'm from. But do you reckon you could really kill yourself with a high pressure hose?
Yeah.
Because the pressure is very strong.
Ich glaube, du ertrinkst wirklich.
Nah. Well, with one squirt. I reckon you could get away with one squirt.
Stop using this word, man.
Dirty boy. Dirty dog. I don't know how he landed back there, but it was a wild ride. It was fun.
Gab's der Thomas Breziner darüber auch gelacht?
We were very professional in that episode.
Der ist mir aufgefallen.
Like as in, we had to take a while to loosen up. I don't think he listens to our podcast though.
Ich fand's cool, dass er da war. Ihm hat's wirklich gefallen. Er hat geschrieben, er musste wirklich viel lachen.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's good. He's an inspiration. I was genuine. Like I really had a sore mouth after from laughing. No high pressure hose in
nah.
Good. Yeah, so London was fantastic. The flight wasn't. Should we take a break?
Okay, ich muss jetzt kurz mal. Das war jetzt wirklich fucking witzig. Don't look back. Gut, bis gleich.
1, 2, 3. Der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Paris. Jacob und Gabriel, ils font un petit peu de la merde, mais ça va. Moi, je suis de la France et j'adore votre podcast. Bisous, bisous, à toutes.
Okay, TVG-Gang, wir sind wieder back. Also Jacob. Entschuldigung, ich meine Jacob Elon Moss. Was waren deine Takeaways?
Such a dick. They had those autonomous cars driving around London as well.
Echt?
Yeah, Waymo.
Bist du mit einem gefahren?
Nah, it's not like open to the public. They're like mapping the districts kind of thing. Like they did in the US already. So, essentially, my biggest finding was that we are in a, it's like we're in a hurricane or like a washing machine where everything is getting mixed up and changed and culture is changing. People are changing in their, how they are. Everything is changing in a big way. But then still at the same time, it lives with this duality of, like, people, like, what am I going to do on the weekend kind of thing? Or, like, nobody's got any, you know what I mean? Like, we're living our lives kind of not really acknowledging that we're in this. We all feel something, like, that something's not settled mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. But we all continue on as if we're trying to ignore it. But at this festival, it became very clear that everything is being pulled out by the roots and it's a time of great change. And one of those things, one of the best lines I heard while I was there was that intelligence with AI has been democratized. So creativity and empathy become the like two of the most vital skills in the future.
Empathy and?
Creativity. There was a lot of talk about how creativity is one of the core, most important skills of the future, as in of now and the future. Like, it was such a big topic to the point where at some point I'm like, guys, chill out. It's like there are many other skills that are going to be very important. But everybody talked about that because, yeah, like throughout every industry and every level, there's going to need to be new things made and new things, new ways of doing things invented, and also creative solutions found for a range of different things. Because, yeah, like whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we are, the world is and we are changing.
Ja, aber natürlich sagen sie Kreativität, weil es ist ja auch eine Branche, die davon lebt. Also, sie werden sich ja nicht selber, glaube ich, so geißeln.
Yeah, that's clear.
Also,
that's true.
Ich bin mir ziemlich sicher, auf einer, weiß ich nicht, Wissenschaftskonvention oder Kongress werden sie eher sagen, mathematische Skills sind wichtiger oder strukturierteres Denken oder ich weiß es nicht. Ja, nur als Beispiel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have a point and I think empathy and understanding humans and what, like, understanding a room and knowing how to connect with people is an extremely valuable tool and always has been. Like, I mean, that's what makes storytellers so magic. But, yeah. But also it was obvious to me that unless, so I'm sure the people making it have more idea of where things are going, but all these people that are at the forefront of AI development and that are reporting on it and are immersed in it, they've got like we know what there is to know about where AI is going, which is nobody's really sure how far it's going to go. And
ihr habt nicht so einer der größten Konkurrenten von Open AI jetzt
Anthropic,
dafür.
Yeah.
Die haben doch gesagt, lass mal Stopp machen, oder?
Yeah, they. But Elon Musk also requested that.
Can you elaborate on this?
Huh?
Can you elaborate on this?
Yeah, because they called it, and he also said today that he believes governments should pause the development of AI if they think it's harmful, which I agree. That's their responsibility. If a weapon or something is being released into humanity in their societies, they should protect them at that point. It's like nuclear weapons, you know. But yeah, he called for a stop or a pause of AI development to everybody, so everybody can take a breather.
Yes, it's moving so fast. Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy. Like it's not like this Terminator type scenario where it's getting scary, but like this deep fake scenario where I listened to an example of from a reporter who just does AI news. And he talked about this example where a Japanese company, there was a guy working at a Japanese company and he transferred 21 million, the equivalent of $21 million to an account after a video call with his boss and a bunch of colleagues because his boss in the call asked him to. But it turns out that the call was a deep fake. His boss wasn't real. His colleagues weren't real.
Oh, God.
And they told him, ah, just can you transfer these funds over? And it was this, like a finance guy in finance. And that is like what we're going to be facing, you know. So once again, empathy and reading people and understanding, you know.
Da fällt mir jetzt ein, gut, das sind die Probleme in London oder Amerika. Da sieht man mal, wie weit wir sind mit AI. Ich habe nämlich letztens auch einen österreichischen Deepfake-Anruf gekriegt.
Was?
Und zwar hat mich einer angerufen und gesagt, grüß Gott, Weinforschung. Trinken Sie lieber Rotwein oder Weißwein? Ich habe gesagt, Weißwein. Dann hat sie gesagt, wenn Sie essen gehen, gehen Sie gerne Fastfood, hohes Essen oder mittlere Restaurants? Ich habe gesagt, mittlere und hohe. Und dann hat sie gesagt, und in welchem Bezirk wohnen Sie? Und ich so, 1070. Und dann habe ich gesagt, von wo sind Sie nochmal? Und sie gesagt, Weinforschung, Wiederschauen, aufgelegt. Und ich so, hä, was war das gerade? Dann habe ich gegoogelt, Weinforschung, Anrufe und dann standen, alle Artikel waren, Achtung, das sind Fake-Anrufe, die wollen dich quasi in ein Gespräch verwickeln, um dann sensible Daten herauszufinden.
So now he knows where you live.
Ja.
I think that's not hard to find out now anyway.
Das nicht, aber das kann schon passieren, wenn sie quasi länger dich in ein Gespräch verwickeln.
Mhm.
Vielleicht hat sie bei mir gemerkt, da kommt sie nicht weit, obwohl ich eigentlich alles geantwortet habe. Aber ich dachte mir dann, ja, das ist die österreichische Art von Deepfake, aber
yeah. But yeah, I feel
trinken Sie lieber Weiß- oder Rotwein.
But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you hear at this thing where you're like, okay, it's getting. But it's also, there's a lot of AI hate building up. Like there are protests happening mainly because of these data centers and the resources that AI requires. It's not even AI that's being hated on so much. It's like what is needed for AI to exist is being hated on. And that's growing, apparently.
Was ich auch immer mehr sehe, und das finde ich eigentlich sehr cool, ist dieses Anti-AI-Slop-Movement. Wenn du siehst, dass große Firmen offensichtlich an GrafikerInnen sparen, an Departments sparen und einfach so billigen Scheiß raushauen, muss man ehrlich so sagen.
But this savings thing is not going to continue either. Like,
wie meinst du?
As in, the conversation has already changed at this conference especially, and also a lot of companies, there's a lot in the news at the moment, like Domino's and all this sort of stuff is going through where they're drawing back on AI, pulling back on AI. And the conversation at the conference was rather like, what can we do different with AI rather than what can we save money with? Because it's caused a lot of chaos in the implementation of it in many companies.
Ich glaube, in so kreativen und handwerklichen Berufen, da würde ich jetzt meinen, wenn ich Kinder hätte und ich sage, es gibt wahnsinnig viele arbeitslose AkademikerInnen, ich würde sagen, mach eine Lehre. Ich glaube, das gescheites Handwerk. Was ich aber sagen will, ist, ich war jetzt bei einem wahnsinnig witzigen Kabarettabend. Luxan Wunder heißen die sind aus Deutschland, eine Kabarettgruppe, ein Kollektiv. Die sind sehr groß im Internet. Die sind so mit die richtige Aussprache-Videos und sowas und dann reden sie irgendeinen Scheiß. Sehr, sehr witzig, habe wirklich mich dumm und deppert gelacht, falls ihr die Gelegenheit habt, die live zu sehen, unbedingt hingehen, von mir empfohlen. Aber was mir aufgefallen ist, ganz am Anfang von ihrem Programm kommt so ein Stempel, es ist nämlich so ein Multimedia-Programm, wo auch viel am Bildschirm passiert und wo sie selber Dinge schneiden, dass alles 100% handmade ist, nichts AI. Und dafür gab es schallenden Applaus im Saal.
Yeah, because there's nothing popular about AI.
Und das fand ich aber sehr cool und ich habe sie danach gefragt, warum. Und sie haben gesagt, das hat mehrere Gründe. Erstens wollen sie einfach auch nicht selber ihre Branche töten, so. Und sie wollen das selber machen und sie finden es, erstens ist es halt oft einfach nicht so geil und kreativ und lustig. Und es ist auch einfach faul. Und das fand ich einen interessanten.
Yeah, I don't think it's foul. I think, to be honest, I don't like this, how we're either attacking AI or we're hyper-digital, like, optimists. I feel like we just should be approaching this shit with curiosity and being like, wow, this is really amazing stuff. We don't need to fucking hate on it. And I don't like this where it's really simple, black or white kind of opinions on this kind of technology. I think it's incredible that humans have got to this point. And I don't think we need to necessarily hate on it, but I think we definitely need to question it and be curious about, you know, its consequences and shit. But I was so sick of the word AI or the acronym AI by the end of this conference.
Mir geht's auch schon auf dem Arsch, auf dem Zeiger.
Yeah, it was all what everybody was talking about because, like, we were actually sitting, me and Patrick, the guy I was there with, shout out, we were sitting in lectures being, like, waiting for the AI angle to come up because every talk, it doesn't matter what the topic was, they would start, and what is AI doing to this industry?
Ja, aber sicher, es verändert die Branche extrem.
I know, but to be honest, the bigger thing to watch out for, and I'm not going to get into this now, is quantum computing. That's going to change everything in a bigger way. AI is going to be a mouse compared to that.
Gut, gehen wir jetzt nicht zu tief rein.
Tech bro.
Was ich sagen will, das Unterschied war, ich habe jetzt dieses Vienna Offline Event gehostet, weißt du, Comics.
Offline Club Vienna.
Offline Club Vienna, Comics and Vinyl im alten neuen Plattenladen, wo sie Before Sunrise.
The complete opposite of what I was doing. I love this.
Was?
Like, I love the contrast in the switch of conversation. Like, you were in a record store.
Ja, ich habe genau das Gegenteil gemacht.
I love it, yeah.
Und ich muss wirklich sagen, dieses Mal war wirklich special.
Warum?
Es war so magisch, weil du wirklich gesehen hast, die Leute, was wir machen, also da haben sich 30 Leute ein Ticket gekriegt, der Jacob und ich machen ja dieses, und mit zwei anderen Freunden, Kollegen, der Offline-Club Vienna. Und wir waren im Plattenladen alt und neu, 30 Leute können sich ein Ticket kaufen, war auch ausverkauft, hat mich sehr gefreut. Und die kommen her, schließen ihr Handy ab und dann diggen sie einfach durch Platten, können sie anhören, Drinks trinken, Comics lesen und einfach plaudern. Aber wir haben am Anfang das immer so gemacht, wenn man ankommt, dann warten wir, bis alle da sind, dann mache ich eine kurze Ansprache, erkläre und dann sage ich, so, und jetzt schweigen alle mal für 15 Minuten. Das heißt nicht, man muss gegen eine Wand starren und einfach nichts tun. Man kann schon Musik hören, Platten schauen und lesen und das alles nur nicht reden, sondern für sich sein. Die Woche Revue passieren lassen, den Tag. Und wir haben so lange überzogen, wir haben eine Dreiviertelstunde geschwiegen.
Wow.
Und es war so angenehm, Alter. Dass, ja, weil wir gemeinsam, wir waren gemeinsam, aber zusammen alleine und es war so toll und wirklich, das muss ich wirklich sagen, ohne jetzt wirklich Werbung dafür zu machen. Darum geht es gar nicht. Nur dieses Zusammenschweigen und dann für sich sein, das war so angenehm. Und alle haben es wirklich gern gemocht. Also das habe ich zumindest mitgekriegt, auch als Feedback. Und ich habe eigentlich probiert, mit allen zu reden auch. Und das war wahnsinnig toll. Das muss ich wirklich sagen. Ich merke wirklich immer mehr, umso mehr ich es schaffe, mein Handy wegzulegen, umso besser geht es mir. Das merke ich wirklich. Mhm. Also ich merke, ich bin, weil du sagst, es gibt auch diesen totalen Anti-Movement. Ich glaube, ich bin auch bei beiden, aber ich merke, dass ich für mich privat, wenn ich es nicht beruflich will, will ich mein Handy echt so gut es geht weggeben.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're doing the offline club, no?
Ja, aber das war echt special. muss ich echt sagen.
Yeah, I think that's why they're doing these listening bars, no? Because we're like around the world. I don't know if there's one here where it's just a bar where people go to listen.
Eine gibt's, von der habe ich gehört, aber
in Vienna?
Ja, aber es gibt diese Listening Bars, die haben einen speziellen Namen. Es kommt aus Japan. Und zwar, das genau. kommt daher, dass nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg Platten und Musik, das war sehr teuer. Und vor allem in Japan eben war ja wahnsinnig zerstört, auch Verlierer vom Zweiten Weltkrieg. Und die haben das dann so gemacht, dass Platten quasi sehr teuer waren. Und dann hat zum Beispiel eine Bar gesagt, ich kaufe 10 Platten oder 20, was auch immer, ich habe 20 Platten und verlang ein klein wenig Eintritt und die Leute können kommen und quasi wirklich die Platte hören. Alle hören eine Platte.
Okay.
Trinken einen nicen Drink, hören einen Musiker, Musikerin zu, also der Platte und chillen dort einfach. Daraus hat sich das entstanden und das ist halt jetzt wahnsinnig in auch einfach geworden, auch schon übergeschwappt.
Yeah, people have discovered it, yeah. Yeah, we've got this weekend we've got the reading rave coming up as well, where everybody's just going to read in the same room together.
Ich bin auch gespannt, wie das wird.
On the terrace, yeah. But anyway, you were also very occupied during this time, no? Like you were also at a comedy jury. What was that like?
Zwei Dinge. Ich war jetzt in den letzten zwei Wochen in zwei Jurys. Ich war beim österreichischen Kabarettpreis in der Jury, also da bin ich schon zum zweiten Mal in der Jury. Sehr cool.
So for those internationals that don't know, Cabaret is like a form of performance all around comedy, essentially.
Ja, es ist It's not stand-up. Es ist auch Stand-up. Da gehen wir jetzt gar nicht zu tief rein, aber es ist quasi der Austrian Comedy Prize.
Yeah.
Und ich war in der Jury, bin in der Jury. Und das war sehr cool, da gibt es den Förderpreis, Programmpreis, Hauptpreis und Sonderpreis und dann noch Fernsehpreis und Onlinepreis. Und da wird halt wirklich so lange diskutiert, bis es die Gewinner gibt, mit Handzeichen, sehr demokratisch, 15 sind wir in der Jury dieses Mal. Und war einfach sehr spannend, weil es war dann auch oft so wirklich Stimmen gegeneinander, es war sehr eng. Und dann hat auch jeder die Möglichkeit, quasi ein Plädoyer zu halten für die Person.
What is a Plädoyer?
Ja, quasi wie ein Lawyer am Schluss. Like his final speech.
Really?
Ja, also du sagst dann, ich glaube, die Person verdient den Preis, weil.
But shouldn't a comedy prize jury be funny?
Wir haben es lustig.
Was it funny?
Es war jetzt keine Comedy-Show.
It's aber funny that critics of comedy aren't funny.
Ich muss dir ganz ehrlich sagen, meistens sind auch Comedians und KabarettistInnen privat nicht so lustig.
That's true. Robin Williams
sagen.
Was also.
Ja, das sind oft auch sehr ernste Leute. Das war einfach sehr spannend. Ich kann natürlich noch nicht sagen, wer was gewonnen hat, aber es war einfach sehr cool. Ist cool einfach.
How many hours was it? Like
3,5 Stunden.
Fuck.
Und eine Woche davor war ich in der Jury vom Ö1 Wein. Das ist jetzt nämlich die Kulinarik-Ecke mit Gabriel.
Das Leben ist so gut zu mir. Ich liebe Essen, ich liebe Trinken.
Gabriel is now a professional wine drinker.
I've
never heard of you talk about wine and now you're like in a jury for wine. For
ja, ich kann das mit dir gar nicht besprechen, weil du halt, ich habe das Gefühl, ich interessiere das gar nicht.
You're such a dickhead. I worked in Australia in wine throughout my uni
Wirklich?
Years. In my uni years, I was working the whole time in the wine
ja,
industry.
Ja, weil Australien hat guten Wein.
Ja, genau. And it's a big industry there.
Ja, geil,
and a friend
müssen wir mal
of mine,
Wein trinken gehen.
A friend of mine his mom was working for the Wine Institute of Australia and she always got us gigs pouring the wine for the tasting.
Wirklich? Urcool.
Yeah. And we took all the bottles, we would pour very little in the wine glasses and take
urgeil.
The bottles
geil. Uns hat ja mal ein TVG-Gang-Member, ich weiß nicht mehr, wie sie heißt, es tut mir so leid, die hat uns ja mal Wein gebracht, vor 3 Jahren oder so.
Oh yeah.
Die hatte ein Weingut mit ihrer Schwester. Shoutouts. Jetzt, glaube ich, könnte ich das viel besser testen und verkosten, weil ich wirklich viel tiefer in diese Materie jetzt drin bin.
But you did a course, you gotta say that.
Ja, ja,
well,
ich habe quasi meinen Chef, der in Pension gegangen ist, beerbt mit dem Wein, mit der Weinschiene bei Ö1.
Der Weinschiene.
Bin, habe so eine Art Mini-Sommelier-Kurs gemacht, quasi irgendwie den Basiskurs bei der Österreichischen Weinakademie. War sehr cool, war sehr spannend und ich kenne mich jetzt halbwegs gut mit österreichischem Wein aus, würde ich sagen. Jedenfalls war das total toll und hat richtig viel Spaß gemacht. Und seit einem Jahr ungefähr bin ich richtig auf der Weinschiene unterwegs. Macht mir wirklich Spaß, mich durch Wein zu kosten.
They should combine the wine jury sitting with the comedy jury sitting. And then you can be getting drunk gradually. And then the people at the end that you're judging in the comedy ones would have a fair chance because you're smashed at the end or you're fresh at the beginning. You know what I mean?
Ja, ich weiß, was du meinst. Und natürlich trinkt man auch ein bisschen. Man spuckt auch viel aus, aber es ist unglaublich, wie es öffnet. Es ist fast so, man lernt fast, na okay, das ist übertrieben, aber es ist ein bisschen wie eine neue Sprache lernen, weil du wirklich quasi
such a wank.
Deine Geschmacksknospen, nein, ich rede jetzt nicht von der Weinsprache.
Oh, okay.
Das ist sowieso sehr verstaubt und jo.
It's got legs.
Ja,
in
sowas
Australia
zum
we
Beispiel.
Say that 100 times. When you don't know what to say, you say, yeah, it's got legs.
Ja, was auch immer so das heißt. Aber yeah. Was ich sagen will, ist dieses Benennen von Geschmäckern, das ist wirklich spannend, wenn man das yeah. lernt. Wenn du wirklich mal riechst und wirklich dann so quasi dein Raster abgehst, okay, nach welcher Frucht riecht? Ist das Steinobst, sind das Zitrusfrüchte oder geht das so in Grüne, eher ins Apfelige hinein oder sind das Pfeffernoten und wäre das dann eher schwarzer Pfeffer oder irgendwie, also es ist extrem spannend.
Yeah.
Und wenn man das dann schafft zu benennen noch dazu,
ja. Yeah.
Großartig. Und ich habe jetzt leider die Notiz nicht mit, aber es gibt ja wirklich, ich glaube, die heißen Grandmaster of Wine oder Masters of Wine.
Sounds like a wrestling name.
Da gibt es nur ganz wenige. Ich sag mal, ich weiß es jetzt nicht genau, ja, aber sagen wir, es gibt 500 Menschen auf dieser Welt, die diesen obersten Titel haben.
Yeah.
Grandmaster of Wine oder so. Nennen wir es mal so.
Or like the Blutwurst guy.
Genau.
The Champion of Blutwurst or whatever that was.
Und unsere Weinlehrerin, die hat dann das erwähnt und hat gesagt, eine von denen hat mal gesagt, wie sie das beurteilt quasi, und ich weiß jetzt leider auch nicht mehr die genaue Prozentzahl, aber sie hat so gesagt, 60% ist Training, 30% Erinnerung, 5% Glück, 5% Bullshit. Quasi, wenn sie quasi das riecht und darüber redet. So
it's
irgendwie.
More bullshit,
das fand ich sehr witzig.
I like that.
Sie hat auf jeden Fall auch gesagt, es ist auch ein bisschen Bullshit dabei.
Yeah, yeah. But this is interesting, because you're talking about the senses with this. I went to a talk at this conference called, it was about neuroaesthetics, which is like a scientific study of how we respond to certain things, like sounds, what we see, like how a room impacts us psychologically and our emotions and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How, like being in this room we are now, how that affects us, you know, on a scientific level.
Das verstehe ich aber, weil weißt du, wo
that
wir in einem anderen Raum gesessen yeah. sind da. Ich habe dir wirklich gesagt, yes. ich habe hier kein gutes Feeling. Ich fühle mich hier nicht wohl.
I thought of this because,
wirklich?
Yes, because... I always underestimated that because I'm a person that is highly affected by my surroundings, you know. I always want to surround myself in like a beautiful setting where I feel it's beautiful, right? And it can't be cluttered and stuff like this, you know, because it's too much for me. And then I realized this is valid, you know. For the first time in my life, I really thought...
He's not bullshitting,
I'm not
Gabriel.
Fucking crazy,
yeah.
like, you know. But or I'm not being a, I don't know, weirdo by feeling this.
Ich show. Muss ja wirklich sagen, unser altes Podcast-Zimmer vermisse ich sehr.
We'll get us another one.
Das vermisse ich wirklich. Allgemein, ich habe jetzt über das alte Büro geredet und das war nämlich, weil ich jetzt im Prater war und das Riesenrad in der Nacht gesehen habe und mhm. dann war ich wirklich wie in so ich war, habe ja oft in der Nacht dann noch gearbeitet, damals im alten Büro, bin dann hoch auf die Terrasse, habe immer noch ein Bier getrunken, eine Chick geraucht und man konnte so wunderschön zum Prater sehen, wie sich so dieses Riesenrad in der Nacht dreht. Das war schon sehr special.
It's over. If you contributed to the rent, I think we would have got by, you know?
Das stimmt wohl, ja.
Good. Gabriel, you said you had a few more words.
Ich habe noch zwei Dinge, die wir besprechen müssen und dann würde ich sagen, ist das schon mal ein guter Start zurück zu euch TVG-Gang. Also, vielleicht erinnerst du dich noch. Wir haben, also du hattest einen Take auf ein deutsches Wort, das gesagt, this German word does not exist in English. Mhm. Das Wort war Zuversicht.
Genau, ja.
Dieses Video ist sehr, sehr gut gegangen.
Okay.
Es haben viele, waren deiner Meinung.
Okay.
Ganz viele waren aber auch nicht deiner Meinung und haben gesagt, that's bullshit, there is an equivalent.
And what did they say is equivalent?
Wir schauen mal kurz rein in das Video und dann würde ich gern, dass du dich quasi live verteidigst dazu, ja?
Okay.
So these are the kind of words in German that don't have an equivalent in English. And this one is Zuversicht. There is no clear translation in English. And we were talking about the difference between optimism and hope. And we had this discussion that, okay, hope means that you hope for something to get to an end destination, right? So you have this thing in your mind where you're like, I hope I catch my train later. And what this does is actually it creates a stress in your mind because you have this tension between where you're at and that train ride. But Zuversicht is the feeling like I have the hope that I'll catch that train. But if I don't manage to, it'll be all right. And it's
so, und du sagst, es gibt kein Äquivalent und wirklich, die Hälfte der Leute haben einfach gesagt, what's about confidence, mate?
That's not fucking confidence. That's different.
Warum ist confidence nicht
Because
Zuversicht?
Because confident is not specific enough to mean what Zuversicht is. Like, Zuversicht is so specific. It's like, you know, in Japanese, like, there's a word that means man standing at a fucking bus stop on a windy day or some shit like that. This is one of those words where it's really specific in this scenario where you are between where you want to go and where you are. And it's the confidence is one of the emotions in there, but it's also belief there as well, which is not, confidence just isn't specific enough to mean the same word.
Because definitely the word confident can be used for Zuversicht.
Nein, that's not true.
It's confidence.
Nein. It's not true. No, they're just, these are the people that get on the internet and they get in the fucking comments section because they want to prove somebody wrong. And I'm really like, in this instance, I would admit if, because I was really excited to hear what the English word is, because I would love that I have this in English, because this is kind of a mentality. It's a philosophy in a way. Because confidence in German is, what is the word for confidence in German? Selbstsicher, eigentlich.
I'm confident, ich bin selbstsicher.
Genau.
Aber Konfidenz, Zuversicht.
No, because it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Okay, danke für den Take. Aber Konfidenz, was heißt Konfidenz dann für dich?
Confidence can mean many things. But I have the confidence to...
I'm confident that I catch the train.
I have the confidence to be in a podcast. No, I'm confident I'll catch the train. Yeah, that sentence could work. But Zuversicht is that in one word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Ich glaube schon, aber ich glaube, das sind kleine Nuancen.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to look it up.
Ich glaube, meine English Skills sind vielleicht dazu nicht so ausgereift. Deine Deutsch Skills ja schon. Weißt du, was ich meine?
Yeah, I'm asking AI.
Talking about AI.
Yeah.
Ja, was sagt die AI dazu? Das würde mich jetzt auch mal interessieren.
So, confidence is usually about belief in yourself and your ability to handle something. In German, this is often Selbstvertrauen. So, Zuversicht is about optimism and trust that things will turn out well in the future, regardless of whether it's because of your own abilities. So confidence is a belief in your own abilities, and Zuversicht is more stoic. It's actually like letting go and saying, I trust in general, in this.
Schon ein bisschen Kismet.
Ja, yeah, whatever.
Das wird meine Mama sagen, die so ein bisschen Hippie 70er, 80er noch ist. Kismet.
Ja?
Ja.
Yeah, well, this is the basis of Stoicism as well, you know, like letting go what you can't control.
Ja.
Ja, finde ich gut. I mean, it's cool though that people are challenging on it and I was hoping for a better word than confidence, like very disappointing.
Ja. Aber in den Kommentaren haben sich auch welche bedankt, dass du das so nett erklärst und sie haben gefragt, Jacob, bitte erklär doch auf Englisch, was das deutsche Wort doch bedeutet. Doch.
Wow, that's hard. Doch is a very... It's like, yeah, or like, it's a sound that you use when you're like rebutting something or you're pushing back against something. That's really hard to explain.
Doch. Yeah.
Like, or you're,
ich habe auch lange überlegt.
So somebody says something and then you say, like, I'm trying to think in English what you would use. Like I say something and you, you know, you say something and I'm like, nah. And you're like, doch.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, you know, like, but that's really hard to, I don't think we have the, because doch also has a very strong confidence with it as well. So does yeah, actually. But it's a sound, no? Is it an actual word?
Doch, es ist ein Wort, ja.
Doch, es ist ein Wort.
Es ist ein Wort.
Yeah, but what does it actually mean?
Ich finde, doch ist fast universal einsetzbar.
But,
doch ist, du kannst doch sagen, wenn du keine Ahnung hast, was du sonst sagen sollst und du willst aber einfach recht haben in echt? Einer Diskussion. Doch, ist so. Doch, es ist so.
Yeah, but that's just arrogance. Like,
ja, aber das Wort sagst du doch. Das ist auch total provozierend. Doch,
it
doch.
Is, it is, it's a challenge.
Ja,
it's
doch, like, doch, es ist so.
It's like a kind of like spitting and saying, prove me wrong.
Zum Beispiel.
Prove me wrong, motherfucker.
Wir hatten das ja
auch. Oh, that's good. That's what it is. Prove me wrong, motherfucker. It's like, doch. You say it with such confidence, you guys. It's also an attitude.
Prove me wrong, motherfucker.
It's like, yeah, yeah, and you've got your hand on your gun. Like, yeah. Fucking prove me wrong, motherfucker. Doch, you dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Doch, dickhead, doch.
Nein, das ist der Docht, von dem du redest, von bei einer Kerze. Docht.
Yeah, yeah, doch.
Doch.
Yeah, you gotta get that in there.
Was sagt die AI zu Doch? Das würde mich auch interessieren jetzt, wenn wir schon dabei sind.
Okay, let's go to AI. Let's use up a bit more resources on this planet.
Weil doch kann man auch als Antwort geben, wenn du eigentlich die Diskussion schon völlig verloren hast, aber du willst noch alle mitreißen in den Tod. Und dann sagst du einfach doch. Doch, es war so. Du bist 15 Minuten zu spät, weil wir haben uns 14 Uhr ausgemacht. Nein, es war 15 Uhr. Doch, nein, doch, nein, doch.
Yeah. So doch doesn't have a English translation, like a single translation, because it expresses an attitude. So like I said, it's like a correction or an emotional like nuance rather than a concrete meaning. So doch pushes back against an assumption, an expectation or statement. So it's contradicting.
Das finde ich sehr spannend, weil das stelle ich mir auch wahnsinnig schwierig vor.
Well, that's
vor.
Essentially what I said. I'm fucking AI.
Ja,
right,
das here. Stimmt, muss man sagen. Das, not bad, aber das stelle ich mir wahnsinnig schwierig vor, wenn man eine Sprache lernt, diese Gefühlswörter zu lernen,
yes.
Wann man die richtig einsetzt,
yes.
Quasi die aus einer Stimmung heraus gesagt werden und nicht, weil sie jetzt irgendwie, weil es eine Translation dafür gibt, sondern das ist jetzt einfach vom Feeling her doch.
That's so true. Doch is a feeling. That's so, such a spot on description of the those kind of words where you've got to have the feeling. Like, we've talked about this before with, like, cunt, you know? When you can't feel cunt.
No, I can't feel... Nah, no, gehen wir da gar nicht rein.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, the harshness of it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, these kind of words like doch. That's also why when Austrians talk about oida and herst and stuff, they're very passionate about it. Because they feel it deep down. Like it's a word that's such an attitude. To Viennese, rather. And like foreigners, you can't get that feeling. Like it doesn't matter how long you live here. It just hasn't got that connection to you. You know, and it's like when you use your Viennese accent as well. Like when you go on your Viennese rant, it's such a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's such it's like a comfort zone. And same with me when I go into my Australian, you know, it's home somehow. Language has got a lot to do with home, I think.
Ja, auf jeden Fall. Das finde ich sehr spannend. Hattest du da irgendwie, was wären da noch so für Wörter, die für dich im Wienerischen, im Österreichischen, im Deutschen so Gefühlswörter sind, wie doch? Hast du da was? Die man auch gar nicht so gelernt hat, sondern die, so, die du so auf der Straße aufgepickt hast.
Naja.
Echt?
Naja. It's just a sigh. It's a sound that's a sigh. And it's the end, it's a bookend to a conversation. Naja. It means nothing. But it's like a sound that we make to be like, okay, let's release all of the content of that conversation and just be like, and then it's ended. That's it. I love it. I love words like that because it's a really good indicator for culturally, like, okay, that conversation is over, buddy. Like, let's move subject.
Ah, das finde ich witzig, weil ich finde, da würde ich immer ein anderes Wort verwenden. Wir haben es, glaube ich, einmal schon in dem Podcast oder bei dem Live-Podcast sogar erwähnt, aber weil wir jetzt da beim Thema sind. Bei mir ist dieses absolute österreichische Gefühlswort so.
Yeah, you've got
that. Für mich ist so wirklich ein, das fängt was an oder beendet was.
But this is such a...
So, das ist so, Gespräch vorbei. So, weiter geht's, jetzt gehen wir. Yeah, so,
you
jetzt
saw
ist vorbei.
In so many so. Things. You use so in so many ways.
Aber
ach so, so. Yeah, that's it actually.
Ja, aber das kann man, dieses so, ich finde das...
Dieses
das
so?
Das kann man nicht translaten. Was ist so? It's not so.
Yeah, right. Like we would say in English and Australian, yeah, right. That's it. Like,
aber würdest du das zum Start und zum Ende sagen?
Yeah. You could do it as in like, you know, because you guys in German, sometimes you would be like, before you stand up.
Genau, es
you
ist
do it like a, it's so. Like a shotgun of yeah. At the starting so. Line, like, so. And Australians would say, yeah, right. And then they'll get up, you know.
Ah, witzig.
And at the end as well, like after a conversation, you would be like, so. And like Australians would be like, yeah, right. That's the end of that.
Ja, das ist zum Beispiel, wenn man wo auf Besuch ist oder zum Beispiel irgendwie mit jemandem in einem Gespräch ist, in der Arbeit, am Flur oder so und jeder muss seines Weges gehen und man ist aber irgendwie so, okay, wie komme ich da jetzt raus? Und dann einfach so nach einem kurzen, stillen Moment ein so zu sagen, da ist alles gesagt.
Yeah.
So, ich muss jetzt aber weitermachen.
But these words have such a feeling to them. Like also this, ach so... Like this feeling is such a, and the sound in it has got the same as, like, idea as the feeling, you know, like or in it, like, ach so, it's like a fucking plane taking off because you finally understood the fucking word ach or the so. Concept that the person was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You finally get it and it's like a relief, you know. We're such a weird species, no? We're such a weird race.
God. Don't say that, Jacob.
Okay, what else
mir
you
ist
got?
Aber jetzt gerade aufgefallen, dass ich jetzt gerade, wo du fertig warst, war ich im Kopf, so, Podcast yeah. Ist over. See? Ich war gerade echt so, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh Gott. Das war's mit den Wörtern. Interracial, doch und so. Das waren die Wörter für heute.
Zuversicht.
Und Zuversicht, ja.
Good. I would say that's the end of the episode, but I'd love to throw something in the music mix.
Sehr gerne, sehr gerne.
The music mix. DJ, the worst playlist. It's a playlist on Spotify. But before we go to this, look, we've got live shows coming up in September and October. They may seem far away, but the tickets are selling fast.
Graz ist zur Hälfte schon weg.
Graz is
das almost... Muss man sich mal
is half gone and they're going quick because obviously in Graz there's not much international... kind of stuff happening there. So if you want to get in on this show, go buy a ticket. You can get it from our link in bio on Instagram. And if you like this podcast, pass it on to a friend. You know, the more it spreads, the more real episodes we'll make and the more TVG gang members there'll be. And so go do that. But what are you going to put in the worst playlist, Gabriel?
Ich gebe was rein von Nicolas Jaar. Kennst du Nicolas Jaar?
Ja. Yeah.
Echt? Ich gebe E2 von ihm rein. Habe ich so 2000, weiß nicht, wann das war, so 18, 17, 16 wahnsinnig viel gehört. War ich so 18, 19, 20. Mhm. Geile Mucke, wirklich richtig gute, so Electronic, Deep House, na, nicht Deep House, ich weiß gar nicht, welches Genre das ist, Minimal, bisschen mit Lyrics auch, es ist wahnsinnig trippy, wahnsinnig geil, ich glaube, dir wird es sehr taugen.
Ja.
Zum Vögeln gut, zum irgendwie, wenn man irgendwie Urlaub macht, es ist einfach, hört es euch an, da gibt es sehr bekannte Lieder, ich probiere mein Lieblingslied von ihm reinzugeben, ist Time for Us, Das ist wahnsinnig geil, und aber ich mag auch sehr gerne Gravy Train, ein Nicolas Jarre Remix.
Good. That's a very good
yeah.
song. So I'm putting in a song from Ben Folds, one of my favorite American singer-songwriters. And I'm putting in, it's called Still Fighting It. I listened to it today for the first time in a while. And it really reminded me of how much I love this artist. If you like artists that have good lyrics and stories in their songs, you'll like it. And also, I really got stuck into old music recently, like really old. Roy Orbison. Do you know Roy Orbison?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Roy Orbison's really old. He's from, I think, his 60s, 50s, I don't know. And I, this song, I Drove All Night. Do you know it? I drove all night to get to you. I drove all night. It's a brilliant song. I'll play it for you after we get off the air because we can't afford the rights. But I'm putting that in the playlist. It's fantastic.
Finde ich gut.
Beauty, mate.
TVG Gang, das war wieder. Wir haben viel gelacht, gelernt und geweint. Es war schön.
Gelernt nicht, aber gut.
Doch mit den Wörtern fand ich gut.
Thank you, TVG Gang. It's always a pleasure. We had missed you and we were really looking forward to this episode. So thanks for listening. And no matter how bad you've got it, according to the Viennese,
they've got it worse.
We'll see.
And bye bye.
So, ja, okay. Ich mag nimmer. Ich mag nimmer.
The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Schascher Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.